True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's up for a game-winning field goal. From 32 yards, Prater made it! And the Bills open their final season in this stadium with a stunning comeback win.
Did you play the play? Okay, because you had me down there. So that was the game-winning field goal?
That was. I accidentally dropped the Trey Tucker touchdown before that. That was my
bad,
right, folks.
So Buffalo last night pulled off an absolute incredible comeback and beat the Ravens 41-40 in a game I think we will look back on during the course of the year and wonder how many games can top it. First of all, let me just begin with this. The first part of this game, it's like, my God. I mean, the two teams were so ready. They looked so much like, you know, what we saw last year. It's week one. Even when you have two really good teams playing each other in week one, it can look sloppy. It can look nothing like what it would look like in October or November or December or January. But these were two teams, you know, clicking at a high level, and Baltimore more so. Baltimore had 155 yards rushing in the first half. They couldn't stop the run. You know, Buffalo was supposed to be better defensively this year. Buffalo is the favorite to win the Super Bowl, or they were before last night. Maybe they still are. Baltimore was favored in the game. We talked about that, remember, Max, on Friday. And when it started off, it was like, oh, yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry is from a different planet. This guy now, you know, at 31 years old, 32 years old, you know, we're now talking about year two in Baltimore after he rushed for nearly 2,000 yards last year. God, man, to think that in 2016 he was a second-round pick and Washington selected Josh Doctson. My fault. No, it wasn't my fault. Derrick Henry was incredible last night. Lamar Jackson was incredible last night. You know, Buffalo had no receivers last year, or we didn't think they did. I love the way Keon Coleman looks. I love the way they threw to Josh Palmer from the Chargers. He looks good. I mean, this was the battle of incredible play by quarterbacks and playmakers. And, I mean, last year's MVP against a two-time MVP. It was just an incredible football game. You know, it's 20-13 at halftime. Incredible job by Buffalo to get a field goal at the end of the half. Baltimore then takes a commanding 40-25 lead. They miss the extra point on the touchdown that made it 40-25, which really ultimately hurt them significantly. But you get down to the final 4 minutes, and Buffalo is down by 15. They score a touchdown. They kick on this extra point. They probably went for two too early in some of the other situations. And then you get an unbelievable turn of events. Derrick Henry, who ended up with 169 yards in the game on 18 carries, if you're wondering what that computes to, 9.4 yards per carry. He had in the game touchdown runs of 30 yards, and then his other touchdown run was 46 yards in the game. He fumbled late in the game. I mean, a devastating fumble. At 40-25, even with Buffalo scoring, you're like, I don't know, can they get off the field on defense? And a great play by Ed Oliver, who had an excellent game. And four plays later, they're in the end zone. But they missed the two-point conversion with under two to go in the game. Now, Buffalo still got three timeouts. They're down 40-38. And for, I think, pretty much the only time in the game, they force a punt in three or out. Actually, they had one other three and out in the game. They used up their timeouts, and then Baltimore's got a 4th and 2, 4th and 3 from their own 38, a minute 33 left, up 40-38. Sorry, that's a go-for-it situation. You cannot punt the ball and give it to Josh Allen up two. You cannot do that. I wonder if I would think differently up three. I definitely feel differently up four. But up two, even though they don't have timeouts left, they're going to get the ball back with about a minute 25 to go. 4th and 2, 4th and 3 somewhere, probably 4th and 2.5. I think with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry from your own 38-yard line, you have to go for that, period. They didn't. They punted. The Ravens, so analytically driven. I don't know what the analytics say there. I know in the moment I said you cannot punt the football and give it to Josh Allen or you are going to lose, or certainly they're going to have a field goal attempt to beat you. And it might be a short one because he's got plenty of time to get down the field. I'm surprised they didn't go for that. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, seriously? You're not going to go for 4th and less than 3 to end the game? They didn't. They punted. Buffalo drove the ball down the field and into field goal range, and Matt Prater booted it through at the end of the game. There were a couple of things that were really interesting about the last 20-some seconds. First of all, on the field goal attempt itself, my God, Kyle Hamilton, how did he not block the field goal? Did you see him? Go watch the game-winning field goal from Prater. Kyle Hamilton breaks through the line of scrimmage, and he's right there. You gotta lay out and go for it. And he didn't. The ball went almost through his arms, it looked like. That ball should have been blocked by Kyle Hamilton on that kick. Secondly, about that final kick, they took their final knee with 33 seconds to go after Baltimore had called their final timeout. And, you know, they had the field goal team come out, line up, kick, and they snapped the ball with 2 seconds to go. They got really tight.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, they've planned this, they've worked on it, but I'm sure they'd like the ball snapped with about 3 or 4 seconds to go rather than have it get down to 2. I kept thinking, can you imagine if they're, you know, because the kicker has to take those steps and get his steps marked off before, you know, the holder looks at the kicker and the kicker says yes, and then the holder, you know, looks at the snapper and says we're ready. You know, those guys aren't looking at the clock. They've got it, you know, I'm sure timed out, and it worked, and they kicked it through as the clock expired. I had a tweet from somebody that said, do you think that Baltimore called their last timeout too early? They called their last timeout with 33 seconds to go after Josh Allen knelt for the second time, you know, sort of in the middle of the field to size it up for, to straighten it out for Prater. It's a really good tweet. I want to give the guy credit for it. Whatever. I have a lot tweets to get back to where you sent this to me. Jim Cy Yang tweeted me and said, time management question, Kevin. When should Harbaugh have called that last time out? I would have called it with 18 seconds left so that they couldn't do what they did without rushing the kick. The third down becomes super interesting for the Bills. I love that. Because, yes, he called it with 33 seconds to go. After that last kneel down, he could have let the clock run and called it with 18. Now, with 18 seconds left, I think Josh Allen's going to take the third down snap, roll right, burn 5, 6, 7 seconds, and throw the ball out of bounds. But to your point, they're not kicking it with the clock expiring. They're kicking it with maybe 11. Maybe the thing to do there is to not call it with 33, but to call it with about 25. Then it gets a bit dicey for them to kneel because they will be rushing it. And if they take the, you know, sprint out, throw an incompletion, maybe there are 18, 17 seconds left when they kick the field goal. It at least gives Lamar a shot if, say, the kick goes into the end zone and you get it at the 35. You know, plus this guy Tyler Loop's got a huge leg. I love that idea, Jim Cy Yang. That makes a lot of sense. Calling it at 33 allowed Buffalo to do what they did, which is take another knee, roll the clock, have the field goal team come out, even though you don't have a timeout, and run the clock down to, as they did, zeros. You take that timeout a little bit later at, you know, I would say 23, 24, 25. Then you get into that scenario in which maybe they're risking it, kneeling it, and if they do kneel it, they're going to have to really rush. Incredible football game. Two MVPs. You know, I heard Orlovsky say this morning that he doesn't think that Josh Allen's ever played a better football game. He's had some incredible games, especially in the postseason. He was 33 of 46 for 394, two touchdowns in the game. And Keon Coleman looks the part. You know, he was their second-round pick out of Florida State last year, and he's a big dude. He's like 6'4", 6'5". And I love the acquisition of Joshua Palmer. I think he looks really good. DeAndre Hopkins had a sick touchdown catch. Just a great football game. Incredible football game. Buffalo, you know, their schedule, I heard them talking about it this morning on one of the shows. They have the Chiefs. They have Houston. But they got the AFC East. And then they've got, you know, Cleveland on the schedule. They've got Miami on the schedule. Carolina on the schedule. They got the NFC South. So Buffalo now, if they weren't, they were already a big favorite to win the AFC East and maybe grab the one seed. They are probably right now the front runner to get the one seed in the AFC, especially holding a victory over Baltimore. An incredible football game last night at Highmark, the last season opener at that stadium in Orchard Park before their new stadium opens next year. We don't have enough time to go through the rest of the NFL card. We'll do that on tomorrow's show because there were great games. I mean, Bucks-Falcons was a phenomenal football game. Steelers-Jets. I'm telling you guys, Aaron Rodgers was not the problem in New York. Okay, he looked like Aaron Rodgers a lot of last year. Their kicking game was terrible. The organization was dysfunctional. Their defense didn't play well. Aaron Rodgers looked like Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Four touchdown passes. I'll tell you what was scary for the Steelers is their inability, pass defense-wise, to stop Justin Fields. They had major issues, if you recall, at the end of last year, stopping people from a pass defense standpoint. But a big hit by Jalen Ramsey to end that game. 49ers, Seahawks, Rams, Texans. Some really compelling Week 1 games and some shockers like Daniel Jones and the Colts running the Dolphins out of the building. Man, it seems like Mike McDaniel might not be a guy that makes it the entire season. But again, going back to what I said at the very beginning of the show, bringing it full circle, Week 1, don't make any big-time proclamations or bets on what you saw in Week 1. It tends to be, you know, very much fool's gold for this season. All right, Monday Night Football tonight, Minnesota and Chicago. We get to see what Detroit was missing yesterday in the form of Ben Johnson as a head coach. See how he gets it together with Caleb Williams. Should be an interesting game to watch J.J. McCarthy's debut as well. That is it for the day. Back tomorrow, Chris Russell takes his swing at yesterday's game next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.